Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Travion Henderson, I understand. You see the Ohio State highlights. You see the kickoff in the preseason. You hear some of the practice reports about how he's really good. Most of it was in the passing game. What have people seen so far that makes them think that Travion Henderson needs the ball more? I mean, just to let people know, Travion Henderson to this point is 39th out of 40 running backs with a negative 1.94 rush yards over expected. That's in the whole league. The only other guy is some guy on the Panthers who I've barely heard of. He got a chance in that game. He rushed 11 times and averaged 2.5 yards per carry.
Greg Bedard bringing the numbers.
Yeah, I kind of got a little lost in the sauce there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of numbers above and below expected.
Let me tell you. Yeah. I don't think Henderson has looked great.
He has not.
I thought he was fine week one. He couldn't break away from any tackles and had no space week one.
Right.
But he was very involved. He didn't do anything against the Dolphins. He got benched, actually, against the Dolphins because he couldn't pass protect. And then last week, I didn't think he did much when he had an opportunity with two of the running backs ahead of him. For the most part, benched. Stevenson got a couple of snaps in the second half, but for the most part, benched. That said, Carolina is a year ago was historically bad in run defense. Travis Etienne ran all over him in week one this year. They're giving up more yards per carry this year than they did last year when they were dead last in that stat.
Oh, they're ripe for the picking.
Assuming that Ramondre Stevenson, and I would bench him, Antonio Gibson fumbled last week. Assuming that Travion Henderson is at the top of the depth chart. Did you see the practice video the other day? He was getting the first handoff.
Was he really?
Then Gibson, then Stevenson.
Good.
Hopefully the punishment runs deeper than just reprimanding them in practice.
Yeah.
If Travion Henderson's the lead guy this week, you shouldn't be fearful of it, Mike Vrabel. I don't care what the numbers are in the first three games, Greg Bedard. And if you can't trust him this week, I don't really get why you drafted him at 38. This is the spot to do it. Bad run defense. The other guys are fumbling. He deserves the opportunity. This is where you turn him loose.
Seems like a no-brainer to me. You know, week one, he had 11 total touches between the run and the pass game.
Yeah, he was involved week one.
Yeah. Didn't do much with it. Week two, only 5. You mentioned the playing time getting taken away.
Got flagged a couple of times because he couldn't pass block and got benched. Yeah.
And then last week had a career high 11 carries and also had 3 more catches. And so one thing about him, and I know these are short passes, but every time he's been thrown to, he's caught it. It's been at least a productive play. But 3.4 yards a carry, running it is not good. He's not making anybody miss. He's running right at guys, it seems like, and he's going down pretty much on first contact. And based on the preseason, and obviously the kick return touchdown was great, but even just him, you know, running up the sideline, catching a wheel route, or, you know, just he ran really hard, and you're like, all right, this is one guy they have that can score a touchdown from anywhere on the field. They went the last several years without even having that guy on the roster, mm-hmm. and now you're like, I think he can do it. Because Steph Diggs, more possession right now, maybe Kayshon Boutte can do that, maybe. Of the running backs, though, you're like, no, it's Henderson. And with both of the other guys fumbling, like, it is such a – it's just on a tee for him for this week. But I think I wonder if McDaniels and Vrabel already have their mind made up on like when they're going to put Stevenson in the game, or is it, let's see how good Henderson is. But if Henderson misses a block, has another holding, or is running right into the line of scrimmage again, we need to win this game.
Yep.
We can't just send a message to Stevenson, because Stevenson has had more big plays than Henderson has this year.
So I was just looking this up. If you want to go on the positive side for Travion Henderson, he's second on the team in yards after the catch.
Yep.
First is Stevenson. So that does speak to Stevenson and some of the explosive plays he's had.
Yeah.
And even before he got benched last week, he had a couple of big conversions in the passing game. But Travion Henderson is second on the team yards after catch, and he's whatever, 1, 2, 3, he's fifth on the team, I think, in receptions. So it's not just he's racked up a bunch of receptions, and he's going to get the most yards after the catch. The downside would be 5 different players have run the ball this year for the Patriots. 3 of them are running backs, and everybody else is averaging more yards per carry than him. 4.5 for Gibson, 4.1 for May. I know those are different kinds of runs. Pop Douglas has a carry for 4 yards, and Ramondre is averaging 4 yards a carry. Travion Henderson, as you said, Keith, is down at 3.4. And his game is elusiveness and speed. And I haven't seen him make many guys miss. No. So, you know, that's a nitpick. That's a gripe. He hasn't been great the first 3 weeks. That doesn't mean he can't be great. But this is the opportunity. And I would turn him loose against Carolina, partly because I think it's a good matchup to run the football. And the other part is the other guys don't deserve it based on their fumbles.
No, they don't. And then I guess the argument would be, like, does he really deserve it? Is he getting more reps based just on what else is going on around him? Kind of. But what I would do is I would stick with him if it's you know, getting, like, tackled early around the line. That's something that would be, all right, maybe he's still going to break one. If he's messing up every pass protection, then I get it. Like, if you're impacting all the other plays, then
that's
at that
true.
Point, like, you probably got to sit him down.
That's true. But again, then, like, what are you teaching him? Or what did you do with the misevaluation? Because the book on Travion Henderson is he could pass protect. That was, like, a big plus.
Oh, McDaniels was even saying how, like, guys like White and Vereen, they all had to learn it. They all basically had a red shirt. Guy, like, he's the most ready.
This guy wasn't supposed to learn it. This guy was supposed to know it. So either
you teach it,
either you had a trash evaluation or trash coaching once you got him here and you're not teaching it to him.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but the guy was supposed to be able to pass block. So I don't, if he's not pass blocking, I would look at Vrabel and McDaniels and some of the offensive, Tony Dews, some of the offensive coaches and wonder what the heck they're
going to put this on Tony Dews.
I like to go above that, but he can be on the list as well.
We'll start with Tony Dews
and
then we'll work our way up.
So you can discuss that, the Patriots, who gets benched, big test for Vrabel this week, which we'll get to, plus a lot of tweets rolling in at Jones and Keefe.
All right. Lots
of feedback on our top 5 sports mascots.
Obviously, it was a great list. You can check it out.
Yep. Check those out for sure. People also love Terp. It's amazing.
Yeah, Terp's well-liked. I think you want to know why, and this is no disrespect to Terp. No disrespect to Terp.
There it was.
Jesus, Nick. Nick was having a perfect show, too. Blew it.
Out the window.
Blew it.
Like Toronto. You had a no-hitter going until the 6th.
Yeah.
Lost it.
No, Terp may very well be liked on his own.
Yeah.
But it's when he's in a room with us.
Boost the likability.
Yeah. That happens.
That's true. Our pal Ray in Cumberland. Terp, good job, like always. Cole on Twitter. Terp got to be on the Mount Rushmore of best current Boston beat writers. That's a real compliment.
Well, that could be a top 5 Friday.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be a good one. We should do that. That's a good one.
You're like, it's Terp,
Scott.
Is it Terp, Scott, Bradford?
Bradfoe.
It's like, all right, guys. Like, no, this is all of Boston. You can happen to find all of them at WEI.com, but it's all of Boston.
How about Ella? This is a great compliment, too.
What'd Ella say?
Pure Hoops Talk. Love it. When Turpin joins the show, you call him Turpin.
Turpin?
Yeah.
Justin Turpin.
You know it's serious Celtics insight.
Yeah.
On the market side, it's a good reminder of how team performance drives value, kind of like Aaron Walsh often points out.
Okay, that's a bot. Doesn't count.
We're counting bot compliments.
That's a bot compliment. We'll take it. It goes down as a view or a like or whatever. We'll take it.
All right, so shout out to Terp and Aaron Walsh there. Good market insight.
I didn't realize the similarities between the two until now. That's good. Good intel.
Big week for Vrabel, though, Keith. And it's a massive week. It's the second time we're saying it in the first month. I keep repeating myself
on
this.
That's true.
But we said it going into Miami, and credit to Vrabel and the Pats, they came through with a win. But I'm like, boy, already it's like, you lose this game, we're starting to question everything you do. Then they win against Miami, we stand down, going into Pittsburgh, Carolina after that, you should get some momentum. And then they lose that game last week in horrific fashion. Penalties, Vrabel crying about the penalties after the game, turnovers, Vrabel excusing the turnovers after the game. And it's like, boy, you're right back I don't want to say on the hot seat, that's way too strong, but under the microscope. And it's going to be his personnel decisions. What does he do with Stevenson? What does he do with Pop? Is Christian Gonzalez back in a full go? Is he even back? He's the one who said he sat him down last week. So is Gonzo even back? Have I missed anything today? Have they made an announcement on that yet?
No, I haven't seen.
So there's that. There's also cleaning up the penalties, cleaning up the turnovers, getting a win going into Buffalo next week. Because you don't want to be 1-3 with Buffalo on national TV and a chance to drop to 1-4. You don't want that. So already twice in the first month, we're like, geez, Vrabel's whole operation is already on trial. And I just didn't think we'd be there this early.
Yeah, now this is a massive game because if you go to the worst case scenario and they lose, you're talking about a 1-3 start. You're no different than Gerard Mayo at that point at 1-3. It's three home games. So now you have an uphill climb to even be .500 at home, right? Because you still have to play the Bills at home and you still have a couple of other more difficult home games, I should say, than what you've already faced. Vegas, Miami, Pittsburgh were all kind of coin flip-ish games, right? Yeah. Like, and Carolina's worse than all three of them. And with Buffalo looming, like, we're almost all giving that one a loss. So there's a big difference between starting the year 1-4 and even 2-3. Like, that is the difference of it still being like, all right, we're a third of the way through the season. We're still in this thing. Like, we're still very much in the hunt with the extra wild card. 2-3, you can kind of survive.
2-3 is
assuming... Well, I don't know if you're surviving 1-4.
No. 2-3 with a loss to Buffalo is kind of the tiebreaker.
But I think Carolina?
We can all wrap our heads around,
Lord.
Right? I had them at 3-2 through 5 weeks. So if they're 2-3, yeah, whatever. Same. They're still in range.
Right.
1-4 feels like a disaster start, especially with all the home games against beatable teams.
And we don't think you're going to have the excuse of your best player not playing, right? We think Christian Gonzalez is going to return. And you have a couple of things that you can really kind of coach up here. It's also like what you do with it. It's not just a regular week. Like, your starting running back fumbled twice. One of your receivers failed to pick up the first down at the end, which everybody thought, including the coach himself, they should have been able to pick up the first down on that play. So what kind of adjustments do you make? You've had these flat starts in each of the losses that you've had. And then you were in those games at the end, but it was like, well, maybe if you didn't have such a bad start, maybe you, instead of being in the game, you'd win the game. And so, yeah, it's been a frustrating start to the season, but a win on Sunday, I mean, you can at least take a little bit of a breath starting the year 2-2. Like, okay, that's not bad.
Let me give you some good news when it comes to the Pats. And Gonzalez could be on that list as well. Jared Wilson, who had not practiced, we didn't really talk about this all week. Jared Wilson had not been practicing. Your starting left guard, rookie out of Georgia, hadn't been practicing. Ben Brown was getting all those reps. He is back at practice today.
Huh.
Now, media's only there for stretching, missing 2 days, back on a Friday. He could play. He may not. That could certainly impact, even against a bad Panthers run defense. That's something that could impact it. But taking a spin looking for Gonzo news, he is back out there today on the practice field. We'll get the practice report later on today.
I mean, that'd
we'll
be six practices, and by all accounts, he really wanted to play last week.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Well, Gonzo,
Vrabel's the one that made the decision.
Gonzo, I expect back. I'm curious where
Wilson
checks in on there as well. So you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. Let's go to Ralph in Cranston. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, guys. Look, Henderson, I said it before the draft, I would love to see a second-round pick on this guy. He's a specialty player. You are not going to run this guy first and 10. He's not that kind of guy. He's at speed like I've never seen before. And you use him, especially in the third quarter. The defense is a little tired. He's not going to be that running back right now. And, you know, guys, some teams weren't even going to draft him because they said he's got injury history. He's not a big, tough guy. He's not. But what he brings to this team is not he's got to learn. He's got to bulk up. They're giving handed him the ball. And I know the two guys
are
from
a fumble. Ralph,
they're handing him the ball first and 10.
He has the same frame as Jahmyr Gibbs. So, and I don't recall injuries for him at Ohio State. Maybe let me look this up.
2022, he played in 8 games. So maybe he missed a couple. But he had 13 as a freshman, 10 as a junior, 16 games, which is crazy how many games they play in college now. Like, if you make the tournament, you just play more than an NFL season.
I wasn't claiming he never missed a game in college, but I didn't remember that as a big knock on him. His frame, Ralph is right about. But there are other backs with that size and that frame. And I'm not telling you to necessarily give him everything going forward. I'm saying for this week, this is a week to do it. But, you know, they're a small back. Bucky Irving in Tampa is small.
Oh, yeah.
Jahmyr Gibbs is the same dimensions. So,
but you can give him the ball on first down. I mean, I'm not giving him the ball 20 times or handing him the ball 20 times. I think he averaged 12 and a half yards a carry per game in college. Was still very productive, and they threw to him a lot, too. So I feel like you can give him the ball 10 times. So last week it was 11, but it wasn't very effective.
No.
But that's as much on him. That's on him. That's on the line.
That was disappointing.
Yeah, that was.
He got benched week two. Week three, he kind of got the backfield by default because everybody in front of him got benched.
Yeah.
And he didn't really do anything.
But what would be like, if you're looking at them to be close to 50-50 run pass, give or take, right? Especially if you have the lead, you can more afford
to
do that.
How many carries for Trevion Henderson?
No, how many carries for the team?
Oh.
Let me just ask you this way.
25?
Right. So at first you're like, well, you got to have Stevenson active because if you want to get to 25 carries, not true. You can go 10 with Henderson. You can go 8 with Drake May. And then do another 6 or 7 with Antonio Gibson, and you're still hitting that 25 number. So I don't think
5 or 6,
yeah. 7 or 8. Good call.
No, but May should factor in. Like May's probably your best consistent runner right now.
Oh, I.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On a big play, like a gotta-have-it play, he's the guy running the ball the most. And that acknowledges that he's turnover-prone as well. 617-779-7937. Speaking of those turnovers, how do the Patriots clean up their turnover issues? Can they do it this weekend against Carolina? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.